Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Today we're going to discuss leadership. Dr. Brand, what is your style of leadership?
Good question, Josh. I'm not sure I have a distinctive style. What I like to do is surround myself by smart, hardworking people who are committed to the same mission and goals that I am, and then turn them loose and be supportive of them. Most of the things I've done, either at universities or at the NCAA, really require team effort. You can't do it by yourself. So you need good teammates who know what they're doing, who share the same perspective you do, and then learn to work together with them and help them achieve the goals, which are the same for those individuals as myself.
When did you first realize that you had leadership qualities, that you were a leader?
I could say when I was in summer camp and I was head of my color war team, but I think I was 12 years old at the time, but that wouldn't be true.
It counts. It counts.
Everyone gets some opportunities when they're young to play a leadership role, and that's important. But I think really my first genuine chance took place when I moved from my assistant professor job at University of Pittsburgh to become chairman of the philosophy department at the University of Illinois, Chicago, which at that time was a top 10 department in the country in philosophy. And that was a big assignment for a person who just barely turned 30. So that's when I think I had a genuine leadership role and enjoyed it and apparently did well in it.
You mentioned camp as a place where maybe your first kind of leadership experience could come. Sports are a great indicator of leadership attributes, don't you think?
Absolutely. And of course, that was what camp's all about, playing sports and getting the city kids off the street, which I was one of them. But absolutely, it was a great place. I always enjoyed being able to play baseball on grass rather than on concrete. That was
absolutely
fun.
Well, what advice do you have for young leaders, maybe some of them who have had grass around them their entire lives, but what advice would you have for them growing up?
Take advantage of the situations that come your way. Everyone has opportunities. Don't shy away from them. Don't be afraid that the chance of failure is enough to drive you away. You've got to take some risks. And critically, understand what it means to be a team member. If you're not the leader of the team, then be a good team member. If you happen to be the captain of the team, then be a good captain, but make sure that everyone's working together for the same goals.
Now, this is something that the NCAA puts a lot of effort into, leadership. We have regional leadership conferences for Divisions 1, 2, and 3 throughout the year. Coming up in a few days, we have the National Leadership Conference, the 11th one in Orlando. This is a great program.
It is a great program. I've gone to it the last several years. You have 300 to 400 of our best student athletes who are not only proficient athletically, but have leadership skills. They're gregarious, they're enthusiastic, they're bright, and it's so much fun to be around them. And they're all leaders. Could you imagine putting 300 or 400 of the best student athlete leaders in one place for a week? It is incredible. They're from all sports, all divisions, all shapes, sizes. You have 7-foot basketball players with 4-foot-10 gymnasts. I mean, it is
amazing.
Racially diverse. It's diverse in terms of gender, part of the country, sports they play. It is just an incredible opportunity for these students. And everything I've heard from them afterwards, even a few years later, they'll say, boy, that was the greatest experience of my life. And, of course, they all couldn't be leaders of the team, but just being part of the team was exciting to them.
Absolutely. Well, I had an opportunity to attend that conference when I was in college, and it was really remarkable 5 days, and I will never forget it. We will make sure to stay tuned to some stories of leadership from the National Leadership Conference on the AA Zone. Thank you, Dr. Brand.
My pleasure.